Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, Rusty Mandel.
Your shirt's on right now.
Yeah. It is. I flipped it in the hallway.
That's a great start. I told her I was very disappointed because the story behind it. When you go to bed early and you wake up the next morning, your shirt's on backwards, you have a lot better story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not living.
Usually.
Not living.
Well,
Tiff
did what we call an in game adjustment.
That's right. That's I like it.
Which was putting the shirt on the right way.
I like it.
I put my kid's shirt on backwards all the time. My wife climbs my butt of it. I'm like, no, it looks good. It's fine.
It's fine.
He's not worried about it.
I woke up in Panama City one time, my shirt was on backwards. That's another story. That's a 30 for 30 probably.
Sounds like a Corey Smith song if I've ever heard one.
There you go. You just made the latest country single shirt on backwards.
Yep.
I just walked out there and I asked you with the conversation we were just having on air, is there a limit to how much music you can intake in your life and before you start just putting
that's
it on repeat?
That is such a dad.
I got it from my dad.
You told me that is 100% me.
Yeah.
My kids are like, Dad, you don't listen? I'm like, no, I like Fleetwood Mac. I like LL Cool J. I'm comfortable. My playlist is a rotation of about 40 songs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
the same. I just shuffle them up.
40?
I have a playlist on my boys' trip because I'm in charge of music every year.
There you go.
I have to play. I got tested this year on my boys' trip.
Someone tried to dethrone you?
No, they don't dethrone, but I almost ran out of music.
Oh, no.
Dude, 2 hours on a boat? And I'm in charge of it.
And you have
there's only
songs.
So many hits
That's
you can
tough.
Come back to.
That's
there's
tough.
Only so many times you can
well,
sing.
Well, unless you continue to take
there's
into
only
music.
So many times you can sing Going Back to Cali, Tupac. You know, a bunch of 50-year-old dudes singing Going Back to Cali three times.
God, we need a video of this.
Dude,
you'll listen to that on some boat,
that'd be classified. But and then I have my special playlist that the only special people get to hear that playlist. And then I have my dad list.
I don't want to call you up, but I want to bring this up. We were just having this conversation on air. We were talking about the College Football Playoff Committee, their rankings. You gave me what your top five is.
Yeah.
And I almost
sounds
fell
like
out
you
of,
and Drew Butler made it together.
I almost fell out of my chair.
Because we're grown-ass smart men.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure.
You guys are turning into homers.
Let's hear for the people what your top five would be. Because I think it is interesting. And I think there's a lot of valid points you have inside of this top five.
My top five is Oregon, Ohio State, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. And I take in consideration, take all the other stuff out. Who do you not want to play?
Sure.
Who scares you to death in a one-game scenario? And I think Oregon, Ohio State, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia would worry everybody else in the bracket in a one-game setting.
Yeah, well, and this is the conversation we had with the four team, and this is why we brought it up, because the conversation always with the argument is it most deserving team or is it best team?
That's two different questions.
You ranked the top five according to who you feel like is the best team.
Best teams.
Then you got to six, and who did you put?
I had Texas.
Okay, that's where we start to lose one another.
Okay, now here's my thinking on Texas, and they got their you-know-what kicked by Georgia in the best game they have played by far, best opponent they have played by far. Okay, but I'm telling you, Mike, 1 through 85, that roster, would that not worry you playing Texas?
Oh, for sure, and that's the matchup that you're looking at right now for Bama if they get the SEC championship game, and it scares you to death.
They got two elite tackles. They got a quarterback that got kind of rattled a little bit against Georgia. They got Isaiah Bond, who's former Alabama player. They got guys. Can they put it together?
That's the question.
Okay.
But they worry you.
Hold on. Stop here.
All right.
Who's the best team Georgia's played? Who is the best team in your mind Georgia's played?
It's two different answers. Because at the time, Alabama wasn't, in my opinion. I think Alabama's the best team Georgia's played based off what I saw that Jalen Milroe do against LSU.
Okay.
He's the X factor.
Well, he did it against Georgia, too,
he's
by the way.
At first half,
Ding.
He did. He's the X factor in college football to me. Because if Jalen Milroe plays like he did against LSU,
sure,
Alabama can have a parade.
Okay, who's the second best team?
Your voice was going up before.
Who's
so.
The second best team that Georgia's played?
Just saying.
It's Ole Miss.
Keep it calm.
It has to be Ole Miss.
So you're telling me, now hear me out for a second.
Yep.
Keep it on low level.
That Georgia has lost to the two best teams they've played.
Yes, they have.
But
on the road.
But Texas gets knocked for losing to the best team they've played.
Yeah, they got knocked. They're behind Georgia.
But I know, that's why Georgia – look, I think
his argument actually makes sense
First off, yeah. I'm a proponent of Georgia being in the playoff.
Yeah.
I don't care if they host a home playoff game. I don't think it matters.
Yep.
I think they should be in it no matter what because they've played one of the toughest schedules in this country.
But
the reality is when people want to say
– they're not tougher than Florida's.
No, they're not.
Well, in a couple of weeks, it won't be.
Right, exactly.
Because they're about to go through, the gauntlet.
But the reality is that I hear people say, well, you know, so-and-so lost to the best team they've played. Penn State lost to the best team they've played. Well, Georgia's two losses are to the two best teams they've played. So the reality is we need to stop knocking teams on that and also look at their best wins too, right? Because I think Georgia, if you look at it on paper, might have the best win in the country because of where and when they played Texas.
They definitely might have the best pair of wins after last weekend.
Well, I think, and just take who I cover and who I've followed growing up, take that out of this. Georgia has to be looked at differently to this point because of who they have played. Nobody else has that resume. If Florida was sitting here at number 8 and had two losses and had won two of those games, they would be the team to discuss.
I agree.
They're not going to get into that part. So Georgia, to me, is the team you go. If I'm in the committee and I'm sitting there and I go, guys, put Georgia up there. There's nobody's played that resume yet.
I want a short pivot, but it kind of revolves around the same thing. Does the loser of the SEC championship game get left out or get knocked way back?
I don't think they are because Sankey can't. You can if Alabama loses that game. Say Texas beats Alabama 31-28.
Right.
There's no way they can hold Alabama out. And here's a question. The next question is going to be, does Tennessee get knocked out? Well, they beat Alabama head-to-head.
Yeah.
It's not saying it's right. I'm telling you right now.
There's no right answer.
If Alabama gets to that game and they lose and they don't get run out of the building, which they rarely do, I don't see a way that Sankey goes because I'm telling you, you see Lane Kiffin's comment.
Sure.
And I'm telling you right now, that is 99% of what I hear from coaches.
Oh, for sure.
You know who?
Nobody wants any part of that unless you're Georgia 2022 and you know you want to win to get the bye. If you're Alabama 20, you want to play that game.
Well,
and get the bye.
It's not possible, but you know who I think should want to be in it? Tennessee.
Yeah, oh God,
if they could. Yeah. Right? Those bubble teams, I'd want to play.
Risk reward.
Exactly.
Risk reward.
Exactly.
Well, and I mean, your South Carolina point. People don't understand that when you talk about how hard Florida's schedule is, you talk about how hard Georgia's schedule is. I think you could make a case that South Carolina's played the third hardest schedule in the country. They've played LSU. They've played Kentucky. They've played Ole Miss, Alabama, Oklahoma, A&M. Clemson will play at the end of the year. Vanderbilt.
Missouri. They're going to run through Clemson.
So does this mean you guys are okay with his list now?
I think there's some teams too high.
I think winning still matters. Given the caveat of what we just talked about, we don't ever know from the committee whether or not they're doing most deserving or best. We don't ever know. They just kind of say, hey, this is what it is.
No transparency.
I think Rusty is simply saying these are the best teams, and this is how I see it. And I think there's a lot to be said. I wish the committee would do one or the other. I wish the committee say we're going to take the most deserving teams.
Why can't we have a transcript? You do not have to have a name. All you got to do is say number one thinks that Georgia should be here. Number two person in there, their comments were Alabama should be number one or number three, Indiana hadn't played anybody. Why can't we – if this was Congress and something was going on, it'd be on TV.
I think that's
this is college football. Can we not have some transparency? You don't have to put somebody's name on paper. Can we see a transcript of what was discussed so the entire public knows the consumption of what is being discussed and how they're ranking these teams?
They don't want you seeing the fact that they go by, you know, it's a popularity contest for who's going to watch what.
Yeah.
They don't want you to think that they, even though these teams have already played, so whatever we do, we've got to get them both in. But we have to have them opposite, so if they do rematch, it has to be in a certain situation.
And when he was on with Abe, I can't remember the guy's name, he was on with Abe that night.
Right, CFP.
CFP. He talked about when they take the four conference champions, they do not care after that point what is going to be if somebody rematches and all that. You can't tell me that if they sit in that room and they go, okay, we're 8-9, and Georgia and Alabama are going to play again in Tuscaloosa. It's not happening.
Or Georgia going to Oxford.
Yeah, it's not
which
happening.
Which is very realistic.
To me, they're going to say, let's change this one spot up. That way we have Notre Dame and Alabama, and we have Georgia and Penn State.
You know they do that.
Well, but they're saying they're not.
No, that's that. We,
I agree. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the next. That's going to be the next thing that everybody's going to be talking about.
But that's okay. That's okay because it gives us something we haven't seen. That's the whole point of it.
I agree. Exactly. I agree. Exactly. But they're not going to sit there and go, okay, here's the teams. Here's how they rank. This is how it falls. No, in Georgia, they're not going to want to see Georgia and Alabama in the first round in Tuscaloosa because we've seen that.
There is a matchup this weekend that between two teams that I think control a lot of what the landscape will look like. Neither team in the driver's seat in terms of going to college. Well, Texas A&M and Auburn. Yeah. I don't know if you looked at that line.
Yeah, what is that?
What did you say?
Two and a half.
What the hell?
And they're playing at 7:30. That should be a noon game.
It's in Auburn.
It's at Auburn.
It's a 7:30. It's a night game in Auburn. I think that that is a very tough ask for Texas. Right.
Something's
so, but my point being is that those two teams the following week, who are they going to play? They're going to play Texas and they're going to play Alabama.
Yeah.
In what will be monumental showdowns in terms of the SEC. Wow. That's a weird one. I wanted to throw that number at you just to see if you had any insight on why that looks like that.
I've been so concentrated on Army plus 16.5 against Notre Dame.
There you go.
Sneaky, rusty pick.
You don't think it's because Mike Elko came out and said that, hey, look, we are not focused on anything else other than Texas. I mean, Auburn this weekend.
Yeah. Dude, if he loses that game after that comment, oh, my goodness.
I just think that A&M is like the sneaky part of this entire ordeal. They can throw a wrench into everything.
They're kind of banged up. I tell you who can throw a wrench into some stuff is if Florida beats Ole Miss.
What's happening, brother?
That is going to mess a lot.
I had an Ole Miss parent send me a text, and me and this guy are very good friends. I covered his son, and we're on good terms. But he texted me a couple weeks ago. He goes, you get it. You rip Ole Miss on the radio. I was like, no, I don't rip Ole Miss. I said Ole Miss better be on upset alert going to Arkansas. Well, guess who was wrong? Me, because Ole Miss ran through them.
Mm.
And then I was basically said, I don't know what Ole Miss is. We're going to find out against Georgia. Well, we found out. They kicked their tail.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out again on Ole Miss this week because for 2 weeks, everybody's been telling them how good they are.
Right.
Group hugging.
And I think a lot of that has to do with Lane Kiffin.
He's been
a roller coaster.
Yeah. This is a tough one now.
Better buckle up this weekend. We'll be watching.
The swamp.
We'll be catching up with you next week.
Noon. I'll be catching.
That was our Rusty Menzel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Join us here on the morning shift.